With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. State and federal grizzly bear experts meeting in Missoula this week have no shortage of topics to discuss. The Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee is catching up on everything from habitat and conservation strategies to ongoing efforts to recover the animal's overall population so it no longer needs federal Endangered Species Act protections.
You know, we've got a huge effort underway. It's very complicated, and we want to make sure that everybody's on the same page and being successful and moving forward.
That's Chris Servine. He's the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator. He says there are at least 1,000 bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. That includes Glacier National Park and northwestern Montana. There are also at least 714 grizzlies in the greater Yellowstone area. Servine says that's not enough bears for those two populations to automatically be delisted from Endangered Species Act protections, although it is enough to meet biological recovery goals.
Delisting, on the other hand, is a legal process that we have to go through with this threats analysis, public involvement in the process, and then we go through a legal structure to get to the decision as to whether the bear is threatened or whether it's not listed anymore. So there's a difference between recovery and delisting. Both of those populations are recovered. Neither one is delisted yet.
When and if Yellowstone grizzlies are delisted, Servine says officials would work to stabilize them at the average population recorded from 2002 to 2014.
That number is about 674. What we're going to do is set in place a system that will enhance to make sure that we will maintain that population from now on into the future.
Servine says state-regulated grizzly hunting seasons might be considered if federal protections are eventually lifted.
As long as it's within the mortality limits and structures that are established under the delisting system. Those haven't been fully agreed to yet, and of course we haven't proposed delisting yet. But if sport hunting did take place, it would be carefully regulated, it'd be fairly small, and all mortalities from whatever cause, sport hunting or bears hit by cars, whatever, would be counted under the mortality limits and carefully regulated.
If under a theoretical delisting, the Yellowstone population were to nudge past the desired target of 674 bears, Servine says a few more nuisance bears could end up being killed.
Maybe even for hunting, but it would not be to any excessive rate. It would just move the population back down to 674 if need be. If, on the other hand, the population got below 674, then the numbers of management removals or any hunting would be reduced.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A major issue with the delisting is that federal government would hand over a lot of control of grizzly bear management to states, three states specifically, Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Regional Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Matt Hogan, explains.
So all three states will work collectively to ensure that they stay within the agreed upon mortality limits. How they manage the individual hunting is totally up to the individual states.
But delisting, giving states those rights, isn't triggered just by the number of bears in a given ecosystem, Hogan says.
There's updating the recovery criteria. There is updating the conservation strategy. And the conservation strategy basically will govern how the bear is managed in a post-delisting environment. And then those two pieces would inform the ultimate rulemaking that the service would have to do to actually delist the bear.
Both the update of the conservation strategy and the rulemaking for delisting would have to go through a public comment period. Hogan says at this point, there's not a set timeline for any of that to happen.
We're hopeful to get it out so the public can have a chance to look at it and respond as quickly as possible, but to say it'll be out by the end of the year is a little difficult to say at this point.
Tomorrow, the Interagency Committee will turn its attention to other less populated grizzly bear ecosystems in the Northwest. Right now, the Cabinet Yak ecosystem is home to about 50 grizzlies. 75 are estimated in the Selkirk ecosystem, which covers northern Idaho, northeastern Washington, and the southern tip of British Columbia. There are less than 20 grizzlies in the northern Cascades of British Columbia in Washington State. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.